Siman Taf Nun Zayin in the Ramah in Sif Aleph, the Imhayabo Shir Chala. What happens if there was the amount in the dough for which was enough to go ahead and do what? The Mafrish Chala, to be Chayiv in the Mafrish the Chala. But what did he do? Shachach Lahafrish. But he did not go ahead and he wasn't Mafrish. So Yafrish Acharkach. So then he does the Afrasha afterwards. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkaton Ches. Shachach Lahafrish. Rasulullah Lomar. Ba'oda Isa. He forgot to go ahead. Again, he had the dough. The dough was more than the shear necessary. Again, the shear necessary, as we said, was 43 and one-fifth beitza of flour. We gave the exact, in the previous shear, we gave the exact amounts and cups and all that stuff. But for right now, let's just go with the minimal, he reaches that minimal amount that's going to be chayav and chal in the dough. But he forgot to be mafrish when it was still the dough. Now, ideally, you're supposed to, as he's going to say right now, Rasona Lomar Ba'oda Isa. He forgot to be mafrish when it was still a dough. Because the chatchila, it is proper, more proper, to be mafrish, to separate from the dough, ukidila'el, b'sif katan hay. Like we said earlier in Sif Katan Hay. In Sif Katan Hay, we pointed out the pasuk says, Rashis Arisosechem, that the Iker mitzvah, the chatchila, is to do it when it is still in a dough. Okay? So that's the case. He did not go ahead and he wasn't mafrish it when it was a dough. So what should he do? Yafrish acharkach. He's mafrish afterwards. So what's yafrish acharkach? Sifkat and tes acharkach. Ritzon alomar achar ha'afia. That means after he baked it. After he baked it, that's when he goes ahead and he's mafrish. Continuing on in the Ramah. Back in the Ramah. What's the chiddush? What are the chiddushim? Okay, so obviously he's mafrish afterwards. There's vafilu tseref sal lo tzarech. Now he comes on and he points out that in such a case, you do not even need to do what? You do not even need to go ahead and take all the matzahs and put them into one basket. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Vasfilu tzeref sal lo tzarech. Look what he says. Kevan, this is very important halachas here. Kevan sheyesh b'chol achas kashir. Since in each one of them, okay, there was the shear. In other words, there was a shear of challah from the start. So yuchal lahafrish mimatzos isa achas alakol. You can go ahead and you could be mafrish from the matzos of one isa on all of them. Virak ba'inan sheyeha kol munach lefanav. All you require is that they're all in front of you babayis ukidila'el is sif katan zayin. Like we said yesterday in sif katan zayin. So what he's saying here is a very important halacha. He's saying here that when you already have the shear of challah, that you're chayiv in when you have the dough, so then as long as the matzahs, after they're baked, are in front of you in that bayis, in that room, you do not need to then go ahead and join them all up in one basket. As long as they're before you, if they were initially chayiv and challah in the dough, all you need to do to join them up as one to take and be mafrish challah from one matzah on all the matzahs is if the matzahs are there in front of you. They don't have to be in a basket. They don't have to all be covered. That's all you need. V'mlohaya lo ki'im isa achas. And then he says, and if there was only one isa, again, right now we're talking about there was sheer challah in all the different isos, in all the different doughs. So even in that case, as long as all the doughs that made up these matzahs had a chiyuv of challah, then afterwards, when you make them into matzahs, again, you should have been mafrish challah before. But this is saying, afterwards, if you weren't mafrish, as long as the matzahs were baked, and now in front of you, you don't have to be in the same basket. But now he's going to say something even more important that we alluded to yesterday, and that's as follows. Let's say all the matzahs came just from one big batch of dough. Again, remember we pointed out that the oilam is noyeg, not to, you know, be mitzamtzem on the dough, and there could be scenarios where you make a big batch. So now you have a big batch, and from that big batch, you made a ton of matzahs, but it's all from one batch of dough. Avshin is chalka lekama matzos. Even it gets many, many matzos from one big dough. Kevan shenilosha metchila biyachad. Since they were all kneaded together in one dough, all these matzos, yochol lahafrish miyachas al shar matzos. Avshin elafanav. You could go ahead and you could be mafrish from one matzah on all the other matzos, even if they're not before you.
Why? How could this be? The begon ze ain't sarach min amukaf bechalas chutzlaretz.
Because the halacha is, if you're talking about chalas chutzlaretz, now we're making a big distinction now. What he's talking about right now is assuming you're being mafresh chala in shmutzlaretz, in chutzlaretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. In chutzlaretz, the halacha, okay, meikar adin, we don't try not to do this because it's dangerous, but meikar adin, if you have one dough, you hear this? If you have one dough, and you make it into a bunch of matzahs, or if it's not Pesach, lachmaniyot, things like that, you could even be mafrish the challah with the matzahs not, or challahs not being all in front of you at the same time. Not only that, you could even go ahead and eat the matzahs or rolls before you're mafrish in chutz laretz, and just make sure to save an amount at the end to be mafrish from. It's a unique halacha in chutz laretz, because chutz laretz, it's the rabbanon. This has to do with the halachas of breira. Anyone know what the breira is? I mean, like that, retroactive, okay, being mafrish, that works in chalas chutz laretz. Again, it does not look all lechatchila, obviously, but you would be able to go ahead and do that. That's what he says. The gagon ze ain sarach min amukaf bechalas chutz laretz kidel besipat nvav ayin sham. And he says, so that's his point. What he's saying is like this. It goes like this. If you have numerous does, but they all had the shear of challah, then the requirement is after they're baked, they don't have to be in a basket because there was each dough already had a shear of challah. Each had an amount that was b'chayev you to be mafresh challah from it. So all the matzahs can be joined up just for the fact that it's in front of you in one room. And you can be mafresh on all the other matzahs. If all the matzahs came from one dough, you don't even need all the matzahs in front of you. You can just be mafresh from one matzah on all the other matzahs that came out of that dough, even if they're not in front of you, and even if you ate one and you're doing it later, you can be mafresh on the one that you ate. Okay? Then he says, now here, based on what I just told you, listen to the following scenario. Im shachach lahafish chala be'erev yom tov. What happens if a person forgot to be mafresh chala before Pesach, before yom tov? V'niskar b'yom tov, he remembers on yom tov of Pesach. Im lo ayashir chala b'chol isa, if there was no shear of challah in each dough, v'nitztarfu b'kli b'yachad b'yom tov, and they only then got joined up these doughs in one kli on yom tov, da'az ba chiyavat ha'challah b'yom tov, because then the chiyav challah will only come when? Will only come on yom tov. Because each dough never had the shear of challah. And then what ended up happening is they got put in the same kli, and then once they got put in the same kli, there's now a chiyav of challah on both batches. So in that case, das kam achronim demutir lahafrish challah biyom tov. There are a number of achronim that say in that scenario you're allowed to be mafrish challah on yom tov, because the halacha is like this. You're not allowed, in principle, you're not allowed to go ahead and be mafrish challah on yom tov on anything that you could have, if you could have been mafrish before. If you could have been mafrish before, you don't go ahead and you can't go ahead and do it on yom tov. So what this opinion holds is, you couldn't be mafrish before. Why couldn't you be mafrish before? Yeah. Because you weren't chayiv in challah until when? Until yom tov. So then, you'll be able to go ahead and be mafrish challah. The issue of being mafrish challah, the issue is, you're being mesakein in the challah. It's like a makim patish. Okay, so you're not allowed to go ahead and be mesakein on yom tov unless EF Shar, if it's impossible to do beforehand. So you say, it's sort of impossible to do beforehand. Why? Because you want to chayim in the first place. So okay. Aval, now others obviously say, what do you mean? You could have brought it to chiyuv beforehand. You didn't have to bring it to chiyuv on Yom Tov. It's just like a shtick, right? So that's the shayla. But there are achorim that say, what do you mean? You weren't chayiv yet. So if you're not chayiv yet, you first become chayiv when? On Yom Tov. So you first become chayiv on Yom Tov. It's like needing it first on Yom Tov. You could, if you first needed the dough on Yom Tov, everyone holds there. You couldn't have done it before because you didn't need the dough. So too, you didn't bring it to Chiyav Chalav until Yom Tov. So therefore, you'd be able to. Aval in Mitztafru b'kli kodim Yom Tov. What happens if the different batches of dough got, again, they didn't originally have the shear, and then they got joined up into a kli before Yom Tov? Oh, shahaya b'chol isa shir chalav, or each batch of dough already had the shir chalav before Yom Tov. Sha'az ba chiyav chalav, in both those cases, the chiyav chalav already comes kodim Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, then aser lahafrish chalav b'yom tov. It's going to be aser to be mafrish the chalav b'yom tov. Ella, im minkar matzoseha, shall kol isa v'isa b'pnei atzma. Unless, what? Unless it becomes clear, unless it's clear which
matzos are from each what? From each particular batch, separately. Because then you could do the following shtick. Mutter le'echol kol matzos seha shel ha'isa. You could go ahead and eat all the matzos from each batch. U'l'shayer me'achas le'matzos seha ma'at. And leave over a little bit of the matzos from each batch. Al smach on what? Relying on she'yafish imenot. You're going to be mafish from an achal amoid ma'at. You can go in and be mafish a little bit from it. L'shem chala, from shem chala. Okay, l'shem chala, later on chol hamoed. L'yishefeno, and then you'll burn the chala. In other words, what he's saying here is the following. Let's say you already became chayiv beforehand. So now you have these matzahs. But where are you with chutz laretz? So you know what you could do? As long as you know which dose each of the matzahs came from, so what you could do is, okay, I know. This is one batch of matzahs from this dough. I'll eat the matzahs. On condition that, you know what, I'm going to leave a little over, and on Chol HaMoed, I'll go in and be mafrish. Because we said, in Chutz La'aretz, you can go and be mafrish later on. So that's no problem. The problem is if you don't have. But now continuing on, aval in the sarvu ha-matzis, if the matzis get mixed up, and we don't know which one, it's not clear which matzis came and were baked from which batch, and we don't know, in other words, maybe these matzis were baked from this batch of dough, and these matzahs were made from another batch of dough. So in that situation, we have a real concern. What's the concern? The concern is because it's possible that the whole matzahs of one batch got eaten up without any afashas challah. So therefore, what you have to do is, tzarech l'shayer mikol matzah u'matzah ma'at, you have to leave over from each matzah a little bit, and achar yom tov, and after yom tov, yitzarev kol ha-chatichos b'kli achad, after yom tov, you have to mix all the pieces into a different kli, the kach chala min chaticha achas al kula. And then you can take chala from one of those pieces for all of them. And that would suffice. Then he goes, and he says in parentheses, that is yafish min menu ma'at, meaning you take a little bit from it. Al kulan on all of it. Oh, sheyase ba'ofen zeh. Or you can do the following shtick. Sheyolosh v'yofa isa ketana pachas mikashir v'yontov. What you can do is, okay, that you could be mafrish chala on Yom Tov itself the following way. And that is that he should be yolish v'yofe isa. He should knead and bake a isa ktana, a small little, bake from a small little batch of dough, which is pachas mikashir, which is less than the shir that one chali m'chala v'Yom Tov. And he goes ahead and does that all on Yom Tov. And now, since he kneaded and baked that separate dough on Yom Tov, Yitzarfet Mimatzos Pesal Echad, he can then go ahead and mix that with all the other matzos that he was chayiv in already from before Yom Tov, Yeshi is chayiv b'chala, so that this new batch becomes chayiv b'chala. And then, Achar Kach Yochol Arfish, he says, well, come on, afterwards he can be mafish from this Isa, the matzos from this Isa, on all the other matzos from all the other Isos, even the ones that were from before Yom Tov chayiv. Came in the chayiv shel Isa Zu, Ba'atam Yom Tov. Since the chayiv on this Isa came now on Yom Tov. So therefore, Rashi Mafish, we meant to be Yom Tov. Therefore, you'll be able to be Mafish from it on Yom Tov. I feel lo haya b'chol Isa Kishir, ben stafu kol ha-matzahs b'kli echad kodim Yom Tov, kam kei nochol nasos takanazu. And he says, and even if there was not in every Isa, the shir, to be chayev and chala by itself, but they joined up all the matzahs in one kli before Yom Tov, kodim, right, ben stafu kol ha-matzahs b'kli echad kodim Yom Tov, says, kam kei nochol nasos takanazu. It's also good to do this because he was chayiv based on all the matzahs coming together and becoming chayiv on Yom Tov. Now, the reason why he said gam kein nochal lasot takanazu is because there are, in this scenario, there are other opinions. Okay? Ulechatchila, but still better to do it. Ulechatchila kol shuzkar kodam laila, yafish tekev chala lo yaniach la'afish b'Yom Tov. He said, ulechatchila, in all scenarios, if you remember before, it becomes Yom Tov at night. If, of course, should be mafrish take of challah, you should be mafrish challah right away. Lo yaniach lafrish be Yom Tov, and does not need to go ahead and have to pull off any of these shtikin on Yom Tov in order to be mafrish challah. We continue on here in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Bimlakach mi mixas ha'isos umi mixas lo lakach." If one separated challah from one batch of dough, but not from another batch. And then what happened was, Misarvu,
And they became mixed up, intermingled. So what must he do? He must take challah from each one. Why? Because if he takes only from one, you have to be concerned that maybe he took from the one that already was niftar from challah, was already potter from taking challah. Again, have a late. Then what you're doing is you're taking from a potter, min a potter, alachiv, you're not going to be yotze. Oh, what you could do in such a scenario is yalish isa acheres, like sort of like what we saw in the previous sifkatan, in sifkatan yud. Once again, do the following shtick, yalish isa acheres, yikach mimena gavkein al ozen shizaru. What you could do is take another batch of dough, and from that, you can take from that on those that got mixed up, mishne brua, sifkatan yud beis, yikach mimena, on those that got mixed up, it's not alone. This means to say, what you should do is when you're being mafresh from the new batch, you should have in mind the Torah is kol isos achayvos to be pater all the isos that are still chayiv in hafashas challah. So she kulam nochim in front of the bayis achal, and they all have to be in front of you in the bayis. Can only help us if cut and zayin. He says to cut and zayin, and finally he says, but im makir matza achas chayavos b'challah. And if you do recognize one matza that you know for sure is chayiv in challah, then you don't have to. Go ahead and make a new batch. Then you can be noto mimeno ala cheros. You can take from that on the others. Sifkat and yin gimel. But on a moment, that means to say, shehi meisa shalom ufresh adayin chalasa mimeno. Meaning you know that this matzah came from a batch where it was not yet mafresh. So you can go ahead and take from that on the others, and that will also be okay. Just to be aware, the reason it's also to separate challah from dough on Yom Tov is because the act of being mafresh challah gives the appearance of fixing the dough. It's what tikkun, like it's a Tikkun, which is Ke'en Makir Patish, or it gives the appearance of sanctifying something, which, once again, is a problem on Yom Tov. Now, the reason why this Isser against separating Challah does not apply to dough that was made on Yom Tov is that since it is, meaning if it was needed, and even we're seeing here, even if the Chi of Challah only came, since it is permitted even the Chatchila to knead dough on Yom Tov, they also permitted the separating of challah as well. And if one, what happens though? This is Igros Moshe brings up. What happens if one forgot to separate challah and he will eat from that dough on the second day of Yom Tov? So he should do the following procedure. He should separate challah on the first day of Yom Tov and make the following tanai and say, if today is not Yom Tov, the separated piece should be designated as challah. But if it is Yom Tov, the separation and the afrasha should have no halachic ramification. On the second day, he should make a comparable tanai, and it is then permitted to eat the matzah on the second day. Siddiq Rosh Moshe and Archaim Chelek Dalad Simon Sadi Zion.